Om Shanti and a warm welcome to all of you. All of you have arrived today. Are you fresh or tired? Fresh? So you can sit here for another 1.5 hours, right? You'll be recharged. As soon as you entered into this campus, how did you feel? Very nice. What is the definition of nice? Heaven. Yeah? Energized. More happy. Yeah? More positive. You can feel the difference. As soon as you enter this campus, you feel that positive energy. Right? So this is a retreat for you. Retreat for your body. Retreat for your mind. Your spirit, this is a holiday, spiritual holiday, where you will relax, recharge yourself. So this is a treat for all of you, right? Which you have given to yourself. So welcome to this beautiful experience for the next 3 days. It's definite that you will go back with beautiful experiences. Yeah. So, how many of you are here for the first time? Oh, majority of you. Yeah. How many of you have been coming here? Like, it's your second time, third time, fourth time? Okay. Why do you come every year? Yeah, you get something, right? You get that energy. And the energy will last for the next whole year, right? So that's why you are here. And many of you are here for the first time. So you must have known about the Brahma Kumaris, but still, I would like to give a brief introduction about the Brahma Kumaris with a slideshow. I'd just like to take all of you through a quick tour of Brahma Kumaris for the past 82 years. It's been 82 years of Brahma Kumaris doing services in different fields and different areas of life. The main aim of Brahma Kumaris is transformation, transforming life. So how do we do that? The main vision, this is the slogan that we carry, and that slogan is world transformation through self-transformation. When I transform, world transforms. It's not that if that other person transforms, I will transform. If other person speaks to me with love, with happiness, with smile, only then I'll speak with smile. No. I have to change first. In Hindi, there's a saying, Onteso Arjun. Right? One who does first is called Arjun. So, I should be the one who has to transform. So, what do we do for the world? To help people recognize and enhance their spiritual potential through the medium of Raja Yoga meditation. Raja Yoga meditation is the main thing that we practice here and also teach others. Administered by spiritually empowered women. Brahma Kumaris organization is the world's largest woman-led organization. Because administrative head of the organization is always dadis, the women. And we also offer a simple and practical way to apply spirituality in daily life, because there are many illusions about spirituality. People might say, okay, to practice spirituality might be I will have to renounce my household activities or the responsibilities that I hold. But we say no. Whatever you are doing, continue doing it, but in between, practice spirituality. So when we practice spirituality, you become a better person, you become more efficient in your workplace, you become more adjusting and understanding in your relationships, and many other qualities you develop through practicing spirituality. And main Raj Yoga meditation that we teach here, simple meaning of that is, Raja is to become the king, to become the master of our own self. And yoga is the union with the Supreme. When I communicate or have that union with the Supreme Being, then I can become the master of our own self. I can speak what I want to speak. I can do what I want to do. And to that level, I can think what I want to think. I have complete control over my own thoughts. That's possible. That's possible through when I pay attention to myself and practice my Raj Yoga meditation. On that level, we become masters of our own self. And we have a lot of global initiatives which help people, like living values or, you know, peace of mind or images of hope. There are many projects that we run to give that experiences to different people of all walks of life. This organization was established in the year 1936 in Sindh, Hyderabad, which is now in Pakistan. And Dada Lake Raj, who was a diamond merchant at that time, he had beautiful visions of different things and how this transformation process is going to happen. He had that vision. He had the vision of the destruction of the world, how we all see how everything moves in cycle, right? After the day, night. Night and day cycle, cycle of seasons, and cycle of life also. Everything moves in cycle. So this is also a cycle. How the transformation is going to happen, he had a beautiful vision of that. So keeping that into considering that, so he established a small group. At that time, around 350 people came together for this cause of self-transformation in Sindh, Hyderabad. And most of them were children, like kids of like 10, 15, 20 years. And there were some women also. There were some men also, but very few. Majority were women. And from 1936 to 1950, they stayed in Sindh, Hyderabad and Karachi, and they meditated and did lot of tapasya and laid the foundation for world transformation. And after partition, after independence and partition in 1950, the whole group migrated from Pakistan to Mount Abu. All of them came here. And they started, they left everything, whatever was there, and came here and started this organization. When they were in Sindh, Hyderabad, this organization was called as Om Mandali, because they used to chant the mantra of Om, you know, Om. And but then when they came here, then they, you know, they started to think about the service, giving the services outside. So then this name of Prajapita Brahma Kumaris Ishwarya Vishwavidyalaya came up, because the word Brahma Kumaris, many people ask us, you know, why this word Brahma Kumaris? Is this in this organization, do you have just Kumaris and no Kumars, only brothers and no sisters? We say no, we have both of them. We have brothers and also sisters, we have men and also women, but in order to keep the womanhood in front, you know, because when this organization was established, women were not given so much of freedom. They were confined to four walls. So in order to uplift their morality, you know, and bring up the qualities, bring out their qualities, this organization was this thing, you know, the name of Brahma Kumaris was given, and we always have sisters in front, and we always have brothers also with us. And from 1950 onwards, slowly they started to go out and serve the people, and slowly a few centers started in Kanpur, Bombay, Delhi, wherever we got invitation. People invited them, and they went there and started to serve them, and centers started got established there. And from 1960 onwards, you know, it's a decade of expansion. From 1950 to 1960, it was establishment, and you know, and then from 1960 onwards, it was an expansion, and the centers started to increase in India, and over 200 centers, Rajyoga meditation centers, were established in different parts of India on invitation. People started to invite them, and they started to accept it. And the meditation and positive lifestyle transformation, they started to give this knowledge for transformation. And then from 1970 onwards, this was a decade of global outreach. Foreign services started from 1972 onwards. A first delegation went to London in 1972 of 5 people, and then the center started over in London first, and then in New York in 1977, and then in Australia in 1975. This is how, you know, the Brahma Kumaris started to go out of India, and people out of India, foreigners, started to invite, they started to accept the Indian culture and meditation process. Simple women clad in white, leading the global change. Whenever they went out, people used to look at them as angels. You know, so, and over 1,000 Rajyoga practitioners were outside India from, you know, around during that decade. And then, from 1980 onwards, that was a decade of recognition, because first establishment and service happened. But later on, from 1980 onwards, it was a recognition decade, recognized on the world stage as the peace messengers. In 1986, that was declared as the year of peace by UN, because Brahma Kumaris are also affiliated with United Nations and also UNICEF and UCOSOC and UNESCO also, UNICEF, UCOSOC and UNESCO, as a non-governmental organization. And they also take consultation from Brahma Kumaris on different issues and different the arguments or discussions that happen in the United Nations. In 1986, when that year was declared as the peace year, we launched a program called Million Minutes of Peace Appeal, where we gave message to millions of people saying that if you spend 1 minute every day for world peace, just 1 minute out of 24 hours, just 1 minute for world peace, then we can definitely bring peace in the world. And we had collected millions of minutes. And because of that project, we got this recognition of Peace Messenger Award from the then Secretary General of the United Nations, Dadi Prakashmani, who was the Chief of Brahma Kumaris then. She received this award in 1987. And in continuation, many other countries also recognized the work of Brahma Kumaris, and they also gave many Peace Messenger Awards in different countries. And from 1990 onwards, that was a decade of Diamond Jubilee, celebrating 60 years of service to humanity. And that was a decade where this organization established different big retreat centers. First of all, this Gyan Sarovar, where you all are sitting, was established in 1995. This was inaugurated, and this campus got ready in just 1 year. Just imagine 30 acres of land. In 1 year it got ready. And this was the cooperation of all the brothers and sisters who are connected with Brahma Kumaris. And then because when we saw, when people started to come in and we saw that this campus was becoming short, becoming small. So then again a bigger campus was started again in Shantivan, where you all will be going when you go back. And that is spread in now in 100 acres, more than 100 acres now. And there's a big hall there where 20,000 people can sit at a time and take the benefit of the discourses and the meditation programs that happen at a time. And during that decade, the Rajyoga practitioners, the number of Rajyoga practitioners increased to 6 lakhs and meditation centers increased to 6,000. And then from 2000 onwards, you know, the next thing was the mass awakening decade, a nationwide initiatives with outreach to millions, because we had different programs with lakhs of people, 1 lakh, 2 lakh people coming together and participating in such huge programs all over India. In different cities we had this these programs, and also abroad, but on a shorter scale we had all over the world. And from 2010 onwards, that's the decade of transformation, revealing a glorious future for India and the world. Because this is a vision that we hold, the Brahma Kumaris, we hold the vision of transformation, a world which is very perfect in itself, which we call as Golden Age, the world of purity, character, wisdom and harmony, where there is happiness everywhere, there's no traces of sorrow and sickness. A perfect world where in every scripture people speak of. In Hinduism we say Swarg, Satyug. In Christianity they say the Garden of Eden, perfect world. And in Quran they say Garden of Allah, Allah ka bagicha. So every religion speaks of that perfect world, the perfect time. So that we have the vision of bringing that. So this is possible by self-transformation. Bund bund se sagar banta hai. You know, by drop, when we contribute to that, that will definitely happen. When I transform, when I become perfect, we can bring the perfect world to live in. Yeah. So this is the journey of 82 years of Brahma Kumaris and still continuing. Yeah. And we have different retreat centers all over the world. And now we have centers all over the world, around 130 countries. And 8,500 meditation centers and 1 million practicing Raj Yoga. And we say this is a Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam, one world family. Yeah. So you also belong to our family, isn't it? Yes? Yes? Yes. So you also belong to our family, and we all together are one huge big family, right? Okay. Om Shanti. So now let's start the inaugural session, and I would like to invite today's dignitaries on the dais, most respected Rajyogini Dadi Didi Nirmala ji, please come up on the stage. I request her to come up on the stage and take her seat. Brother Balakishore, Brother Ishwar, Brother So whenever we start a program, we usually sit in silence for a minute. So we get connected with the Self and connected with the Supreme Being, so that, you know, we withdraw ourselves from the outer world and try to experience the present, so that we can take the maximum benefit from the present program. And while we practice the silence, as we all know, yesterday we lost a very big leader and a visionary of the nation, Sri Atal Bihari Vajpayee ji, right? So along with connecting with the Self, we spread that those vibrations of peace to the soul and thank that soul for whatever he has given us. Being a citizen of India, we really got inspired by his life and by his thoughts, right? So being grateful for whatever he has done to the nation. Kumari sisters to welcome our dignitaries on the dais with bouquets. Like to invite Brother Balakishore to share about whatever the services that we are being doing through spirituality in IT retreats. These retreats have been happening over a few years in many of the cities in India, and I would like to request Brother Balakishore to share about these retreats. Brother Balakishore is Vice President Transformation at Sears Software. In his accomplished career spanning more than 2 decades, Bala has always been a champion of good team development as the cornerstone of effective management. He is a lifelong meditator with focus on leadership, self-development and human psychology. Brother Bala regularly addresses senior executives, IT professionals, students, researchers and healthcare professionals on various topics relating to conscious leadership and contented living. A graduate with MS Computer Systems Engineering from NIT Warangal, India, he also holds a certificate in Business Administration from Manchester Business School. As a British Chevening Scholar, Bala is a certified executive coach accredited by International Coach Federation. Brother Balakishore.
Shanti and good evening. Welcome once again. So, over the next few minutes, I'll walk you through the genesis of this Leadership 2.0 retreat. How many of you have, while registering, read the difference between Leadership 1.0 and Leadership 2.0? Okay, only some of you. Any guess why we named this as Leadership 2.0? We are all IT professionals, so we have different versions of software, so we also have different versions of leadership. Leadership 1.0 was all about telling. Leadership 2.0 is about asking, listening. Leadership 1.0 was all about controlling. Leadership 2.0 is about allowing things to happen. Leadership 1.0 was about employees who come with a pair of hands and hopefully a head, do something and deliver, take some money and then go home. Leadership 2.0 is about people who not only work but who also think, who also feel, who also bring their heart in addition to the head. That's Leadership 2.0. It's not just the head and the hands like in Leadership 1.0. In Leadership 2.0 we also talk about the heart that feels, that has emotions. So we said, when you focus on the doing part, it becomes Leadership 1.0, which we all know is no longer sufficient. We need to move from human doings to human beings. That shift from doing to being is what we call as Leadership 1.0 to Leadership 2.0. Okay? So that's how this Leadership 2.0 retreats began. And originally, they started as SIT retreats. Tongue-in-cheek, we wantedly chose this particular moniker, SIT, SIT retreats. And most of us IT professionals, what do? Most of the time? What do? We sit there. Yeah? And while we sit there, most of the time our mind is racing ahead. Okay? We were supposed to move a lot with the body and then have a very calm mind. But we IT professionals reversed it. Most of the time we sit at one place and then the mind keeps racing. So we said, let's teach our IT brothers and sisters, our IT friends, how to actually sit. Okay? And that's when we said these are spirituality in IT retreats. That's where the moniker SIT comes from. So they started, the seed was sowed in 2010 in Hyderabad when we were meeting a bunch of Infosys professionals who were visiting one of the Brahma Kumaris retreat centers in Shanti Sarovar. That's when the seed, the foundation was there, was laid, and then we felt, why don't we do something on a regular basis where we can share some of these principles of Raj Yoga meditation and help people relax. Then the first sit retreat was done in May 2011. That was in Hyderabad. Then the sit retreat spread to Delhi, Bangalore, Chennai, Pune, Mumbai and even in London. So these retreats are done by IT professionals who also practice Raj Yoga meditation for the IT professionals. That is the beauty of these SIT retreats. Now we are in the process of expanding to other cities like Bhubaneswar and other tier 2 cities that we have. And what is the intention? What is the main intention? Why did we begin these SIT retreats? We wanted to make the applied spirituality principles accessible to our IT professionals so that they can not only relax but also improve the quality of their thinking, the quality of their work, and thus the quality of their life. So that was one of the main intentions. What we do as a part of these SIT retreats is we try to translate those profound spiritual principles into simple and useful life techniques, some of which you will experience during this retreat in the next couple of days. And what are the tools that we use? Facilitated conversations. You will get a lot of time to reflect, reflective inquiry, and of course practice of Raj Yoga meditation. These are the three important tools that we use as a part of SIT retreats. And how did it grow? From the first retreat was done to about, the participants were about 30 in number. That was in May 2011. Since then, 25,000 plus IT professionals have benefited in the last 7 years in the different parts of India. And the kind of employees who joined us, and as Bhanu was saying, here today in this hall we have representation from 35 plus organizations. 100 plus IT organizations include all the top names in the IT industry globally and even in India. Employees from all these organizations took benefit from the SIT retreats in different cities in India. And what are the themes that we deal with as a part of these retreats? Usually they happen for half a day, either on a Saturday or on a Sunday, which is followed by the typical Samtas Brahmakumari's lunch, which most of you or all of you must have experienced today. So the themes, we talk about stress management and lifestyle, various aspects of health, some of which you will see in these 2 days, leadership and self-management, mind and meditation. What are some of the topics? If these are the themes, under stress management, we talk about rethink your mindset, transformation inside out. These are some of the programs that we did, so we just copy and pasted some of the flyers. Happiness index, goodbye tension. On the health front, this is just a sample. This is not the exhaustive list. How our thoughts impact our health, and what does the latest research in the field of mind-body medicine talk about that? Sleep management, even in this retreat, you must have seen on Sunday, we are going to have an interesting conversation about sleep in digital age. One of the biggest concerns for the IT professionals, both the employees and the bosses. Employees for a different reason, bosses for a different reason. Okay, so we will discuss in detail about sleep in digital age. And in terms of leadership and self-management, how to tolerate others' weaknesses, managing the child and master in you. So all these topics, they explore different spiritual principles that we learn as a part of Raj Yoga, how they can be translated and implemented in our personal and professional life. About self-talk, what is it that you should speak with yourself when you talk with yourself? Even now when you are listening, you are talking to yourself. So what goes into that self-talk, and how each one of us has become expert in creating our own sorrow? Okay? we self generate a lot of our anxiety, we self generate a lot of our unhappiness. How does negative self talk generate that unhappiness, and how by transforming this self talk we can empower ourselves and enjoy the happiness and peace that is always within us, just a thought away, is what we explore. Leading from the heart, yes, we all know about how to lead from the head. Loads and loads of books are filled with those suggestions. But what does it mean to lead from the heart? As I was saying, it's not just treating your team member as somebody who has a head and who has a pair of hands, but also as somebody who has a heart that feels. Can I empathize? And at that level of empathy, how does leadership transform when I start treating my employees as people, not just as employees? Attitudes for success, that's another session we are going to have as a part of this retreat tomorrow. And yes, since childhood, we are taught answers. Seldom are we allowed to ask questions. That's why until 4 years of age, if you observe any kid, even when we were 4 years of age, until 4 years of age, we asked loads and loads of questions. And when elders got sick and tired of those questions, when they can't answer why the sky is blue, why the crow is making that kind of a sound, they start shutting us down. And that's when we stop asking questions. How the quality of life that we lead is the result of the quality of questions we ask ourselves is explored in this talk as a part of Power of Question. As a part of mind and meditation theme, how do we hold the reins of the mind? You know, proverbially, mind is compared with a monkey with no control. Is that true? Is it possible to hold the reins of the mind is what we explore as a part of this topic. Meditation lab, another interesting concept where for busy people like us who say that they don't, not us, because you already have time, you made time, you came here. For those busy people who could not come to this retreat, who could not afford these 4 days for themselves, we conduct a couple of hours of meditation lab so that they can experience that peace and relaxation within a couple of hours. A train your mind, change your brain. There's a lot of research that is happening in the field of neuroscience and in the field of mind-body medicine. Lot of medical dogmas, lot of principles that were believed in the last 200 years by the Western medicine, that brain cannot change. You are born with only certain capacity. After certain age, brain stops growing. And that's where this proverb comes. After a certain age, we take the umbrage under that proverb, old whatever can't be taught new tricks. But now we know, whatever the age of the person or the brain, we can teach new tricks provided you want to. And that's where this topic comes from. How, by training your mind, you can physically transform your brain. And what does science talk about it? What does the research in the last 25 years talk about it? Is what is dealt in detail as a part of this talk. Exploring inner peace. How do we experience and explore what's inside of us? Because since childhood, we are almost always externally focused. Seldom are we taught any opportunity to sit down and reflect. And we are admonished. Only mad people talk to themselves. That's why we are never allowed to talk with ourselves. And we are never taught what should we speak when we speak with ourselves. So what is that method? How can I explore that silence or the sweetness of that silence, like we would love to call here in Brahmakumaris? How do we experience that is what is explored as a part of this Exploring Inner Peace topic. And we also conduct weekend meditation retreats where IT professionals come either on a Friday evening or Saturday morning until Sunday afternoon for 1.5 day. We do a pretty intensive meditation retreats. And that's just a glimpse of what we did as a part of SIT retreats. In the last couple of years, we said, why don't we start offering these retreats, residential retreats, and with including some concepts from the leadership and management, looked at it from the Indian perspective. That's when we began the Leadership 2.0 retreats. What does Leadership 2.0 mean, and why did we choose the theme of detect, detach and detox for this retreat? That I will share with you after dinner. Okay? So until then, thank you very much. Om Shanti.
Thank you so much, Brother Bala, for this brief introduction and overview of SIT retreats. Now I would like to invite Brother Ashwant, who is the headquarters coordinator of IT Wing of the Brahma Kumaris, because Rajyoga Education and Research Foundation is a sister concerned organization of Brahma Kumaris, wherein we have 20 different wings or departments, whether we can say professional wings, to cater to the different set of the society. Just like IT wing, medical wing, engineers and scientists wing, education wing, media wing, women's wing, youth wing, so that we can focus on particular variety of people and give whatever they need in terms of the necessity that they have. So Ashwant Bhai is the headquarters coordinator of IT Wing and practicing meditation since 1984. He is instrumental in establishing and running Radio Madhuban, a community radio station for the local tribal people of Abu Road. He heads IT and communication infrastructure at all campuses at Abu. We have two campuses in Mount Abu, Gansarovar and Panda Bhavan, which is Panda Bhavan is 5 kilometers away from here, which is the oldest. When everyone came from Sindh, Hyderabad, that was the first campus that was established. Later on, this campus was established. So there we have one more campus, which is called as Global Hospital, which is 4 kilometers away from here. You will get to see that when you go for sightseeing. And the fourth campus down the hill, Shantivan. So he is responsible for all the IT thing for all these campuses, not only in Mount Abu but also the centers what we have in India. And it also includes Godlywood Studio, where we have a beautiful studio where we record videos to give to different channels. And his down-to-earth personality and politeness attract people of all ages and motivate them to work tirelessly. Most respected, Brother Ashwant.
Om Shanti. Dobara bolenge. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. परमपिता शिव परमात्मा, आदरणीय निर्मला दीदी जी, चेयरपर्सन आईटी विंग, बाला भाई, सुमन बहन और हमारी जो टीम है, कोर टीम है, जो शुरू से हमारे साथ जुड़ी हुई है, क्योंकि जो भी कार्य है वो टीम वर्क से होता है, तो हमारी जो भी टीम है उनको नाम सहित उनका भी वेलकम है। और आप इतने दूर से, पूरा ऑल इंडिया से आए हैं आईटी प्रोफेशनल्स, तो आपका भी स्वागत है। तो आईटी विंग जो है हमारी, इसकी जर्नी हम बताएंगे। जैसे सुमन बहन ने स्टार्टिंग में बताया कि ब्रह्म कुमारी इसकी जर्नी कैसे हुई, ऐसे आईटी विंग हमारी स्टार्ट होने से पहले हमारा था ग्लोबल आईटी। तो इसमें लंदन में हमारे सचिन भाई हैं, तो सचिन भाई ने 1982-83 में फर्स्ट स्टार्टिंग जो कंप्यूटर निकला था वो हमारे लंदन हेडक्वार्टर में उन्होंने इस्टेब्लिश किया था। फिर उसके बाद धीरे धीरे उन्होंने अलग अलग जगह कंप्यूटर्स की सेवाएं शुरू की। फिर इंडिया में आए, फिर इंडिया में हम लोगों ने एक आईटी टीम क्रिएट किया। तो आईटी टीम ने फिर अलग अलग एक्टिविटीज जो है हमारे ब्रह्म कुमारीज ऑर्गेनाइजेशन के लिए जो भी डिमांड है, रिक्वायरमेंट्स है, उसके लिए हम लोगों ने प्लानिंग किए, प्रोजेक्ट्स किए। तो आईटीटी में से सेवाएं करते करते फिर जैसे विंग्स के बारे में सुमन बेन ने बताया कि जैसे 19 विंग थी तो ये 20th विंग आईटी विंग बनाने की एक प्रपोजल हुआ, क्योंकि आप जैसे प्रोफेशनल्स आईटी प्रोफेशनल लोग हैं उनको उनके भी अंदर एक स्पिरिचुअलिटी हम लोग देवे वैल्यूज की निर्माण करें, तो इसीलिए हम लोगों ने आईटी विंग का एक 3 साल पहले इस्टेब्लिश किया। तो आईटी विंग में जैसे दीदी निर्मला जी हमारे चेयरपर्सन है, फिर नेशनल कोऑर्डिनेटर है, फिर हेडक्वार्टर कोऑर्डिनेटर है, फिर जोनल कोऑर्डिनेटर है, फिर कोर टीम है जो इसको पूरा हैंडल करते हैं, तो कोर टीम भी है जो इसके अलग अलग प्रोजेक्ट्स को हैंडल करते हैं। तो आईटी विंग्स के जो प्रोजेक्ट्स हैं हमारे, जैसे डिजिटाइजेशन में हम लोगों ने काफी वर्क किया है, तो जैसे डिजिटल इंडिया का जो सपना है मोदी जी का, तो ऐसे हम लोगों ने भी डिजिटाइजेशन में काफी वर्क किया है। तो जैसे हमारा 5000 सेंटर्स हैं लगभग, तो उनका जो अकाउंट्स है वो पहले हम लोग पेपर वर्क करते थे, तो पेपर्स पोस्ट करते थे हर महीने, फिर उसको पोस्ट करके फिर लिखना, तो उसको हमने कनेक्ट वन एक सॉफ्टवेयर बनाया जैसे सेप होता है एसएपी, उस टाइप से खुद डेवलप किया। तो क्योंकि जो हमारा जो ऑर्गेनाइजेशन है स्पिरिचुअल है, नॉन प्रॉफिट ऑर्गेनाइजेशन है, तो हम लोगों ने हमारी जो आईटी टीम है तो उन्होंने इसको डेवलप किया, क्योंकि हमने टैली को भी कॉन्टेक्ट किया तो उन्होंने काफी करोड़ रुपीज का कॉस्ट बताया, तो स्पिरिचुअल ऑर्गेनाइजेशन में इतना बजट कम होता है, तो इस हिसाब से हम लोगों की टीम जो थी आईटी बीके आईटी ब्रह्म कुमारी से जो जुड़े हुए हैं, तो उन्होंने ये सॉफ्टवेयर खुद डेवलप किया और उसको हम लोगों ने इम्प्लीमेंट किया, तो उसको भी डिजिटाइजेशन में हो गया, तो काफी पोस्टिंग का खर्चा और पेपर वर्क बच गया। तो जैसे रेडियो मधुबन के बारे में बताया, तो रेडियो मधुबन एक कम्युनिटी रेडियो स्टेशन है, तो उसको भी हमने स्ट्रीमिंग करके डिजिटल रेडियो में कन्वर्ट किया, जैसे उसको एप्स बनाया और पूरा वर्ल्ड में उसको मोबाइल से आप सुन सकते हैं। तो उसमें हमने एक डिजिटल सिंगिंग कंपटीशन बनाया, जैसे आप लोग लिटिल चैंप सारे गमा देखते हैं, उसमें जैसे वहां पे स्टूडियो में जाना पड़ता है जिनको भी देना पड़ता है ऑडिशन, तो हम लोगों ने इसको स्काइप से या रिमोट जो भी सॉफ्टवेयर से उससे हम लोग पूरा इंडिया से माउंट आबू से हम उसको ऑडिशन लेते हैं और उनको सिलेक्ट करते हैं, तो जज यहाँ बैठते हैं और सारे स्टूडेंट्स या जो भी ऑडिशन देते हैं वो उस दूसरे एंड में होते हैं, फिर उनको सिलेक्ट करके फिर फाइनल जब होता है फिनाले के लिए फिर हम उस शहर में जाते हैं, तो वो भी एक डिजिटल हम लोगों ने उसका एक अच्छा वर्जन लेके आए। और दूसरा हमने डिजिटल अवेयरनेस कैंपेन एक नया प्रोजेक्ट शुरू किया है, वो नेवर एंडिंग प्रोजेक्ट है, क्योंकि डिजिटल अवेयरनेस में क्या है आप जानते हैं कि डिजिटल के ड्रॉबैक भी हैं, जैसे आप ई बैंकिंग में देखते हैं तो कितने लोगों के डेबिट कार्ड क्रेडिट कार्ड से पैसा ट्रांसफर हो जाता है, क्योंकि वैल्यूज कम है, लोग शॉर्टकट से पैसा इसका उसका करते हैं इधर से उधर, तो उसको भी हम लोग अवेयरनेस करें कि हम ये जो डिजिटल में जो ड्रॉबैक है उसको कैसे हम कंट्रोल करें, तो उसके लिए वैल्यूज जब क्रिएट होगी तो ये गलत काम कम होंगे। तो डिजिटल जो है इसमें जैसे बाला भाई ने बताया कि स्पिरिचुअलिटी बहुत जरूरी है, तो ये अवेयरनेस हम लोग स्पिरिचुअलिटी से लाते हैं, क्योंकि आईटी एक सेक्टर ऐसा है जिसमें अनकंट्रोल हो जाता है, एडिक्शन हो जाते हैं, फिर एक लॉन्ग माना कंटिन्यू कंप्यूटर पे बैठ के एक सोशल जो लाइफ है वो खत्म हो जाती है, तो इसके लिए हम लोग अवेयरनेस में स्पिरिचुअलिटी को देते हैं, तो उस अवेयरनेस कैंपेन से भी हम लोग पूरा इंडिया में हम लोग उसका करते हैं। फिर हम लोग डिजिटल मीडिया में भी काफी प्रोजेक्ट्स करते हैं, जैसे डिजिटल सोशल मीडिया में फेसबुक है, तो जैसे 2 साल पहले हमारे नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने वीडियो कॉन्फ्रेंसिंग से हमारे इंटरनेशनल कॉन्फ्रेंस में उन्होंने लगभग 1 घंटा स्पीच दिया था, तो उसको हमने पूरा ट्विटर में और सब जगह हमने उसको लाइव किया था, तो वर्ल्ड में 3rd ट्वीट हुई थी, इतना काफी बड़ा इसमें अच्छा कैंपेन मिला। तो ऐसे अलग अलग प्रोजेक्ट्स भी हम लोग डिजिटल सोशल मीडिया से करते हैं, और जैसे हमारा संस्था का जो बताया कि 80 ईयर्स हो गए हैं, तो इसमें हम लोग अलग अलग हमारे जो वीडियोस हैं, पहले तो आप सुना होगा कि कैसेट्स आती थी, फिर सीडीज आती थी, फिर अलग अलग चीजें होती थी, उसको हम डिजिटल कन्वर्ट कर रहे हैं, उसको आर्काइव्स कर रहे हैं, तो वो भी हम लोग डिजिटल ऑडियो वीडियो आर्काइव्स में हम जा रहे हैं। तो जैसे आप लीडरशिप के बारे में बता रहे, तो मैं एक मिनट में बता दूं, लीडरशिप माना हम आत्म संयम करेंगे, खुद को लीडर बनेंगे, तो लीडरशिप का जो आप यहां से सीख के जाएंगे अलग अलग सेशन में, तो उसको आप अच्छी तरह से धारण कर सकते हैं, क्योंकि लीडरशिप में हमारी जो वीकनेस है, तो हम आत्म परीक्षण करेंगे, तो हमारी वीकनेस को हम लोग धीरे धीरे निकालेंगे और उसको हम लोग फिर डिटॉक्स करेंगे। जैसे आप नेचर क्योर में जाते हैं, तो नेचर क्योर में क्या होता है, अलग अलग ट्रीटमेंट होती है, तो हम बॉडी की डिटॉक्सिफिकेशन करते हैं, तो हमको आत्मा की भी यहाँ डिटॉक्सिफिकेशन आप 2-3 दिन में करेंगे। तो ये लीडरशिप से आप सबको बहुत बहुत बधाई हो, आप इतना टाइम निकाल के आए और आप इसका अच्छा बेनिफिट लेंगे। थैंक यू ओम शांति।
ऐश्वन भाई का बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद। लेट्स इनॉग्रेट दिस कॉन्फ्रेंस विद द लाइटिंग ऑफ कैंडल। आई वुड लाइक टू रिक्वेस्ट द ब्रह्म कुमारी सिस्टर्स टू ब्रिंग द कैंडल्स हियर, एंड आई वुड लाइक टू रिक्वेस्ट द डिग्निटरीज ऑफ द डायस टू जॉइन, एंड अलोंग विद दैट आई वुड ऑल्सो रिक्वेस्ट Radhika Ben, who is the director of Nagarjuna Management Centers, Hyderabad, and been with the Brahma Kumaris for 20 years, and Deepa Ben, who is a senior Rajyoga teacher from Vilepale, Mumbai, and she is also practicing meditation for the past 40 years. Whoever announced, please come up on the stage to join in for candle lighting. Varsha Ben, who is center in charge of Rajyoga Meditation Center, Rahatni, Pune, and she has also been with the Brahma Kumaris for 20 years. Samir Bhai, who is the founder of Alpha Bricks, Pune, he is with the Brahma Kumaris for 27 years. And Brother Bhanu, who is the innovation champion, TCS, from Nasik, and he is practicing meditation for past 25 years. Brother Brijesh, who is a senior manager, ETA, Infosys, Hyderabad, is also with the Brahma Kumaris for the past 15 years. Brother Shanmugavel, who is a senior manager, Photon Interactive, Chennai, and who has been with the Brahma Kumaris for the past 20 years. Brother Dilip, senior manager, Intel, Bangalore, and been with the Brahma Kumaris for 15 years. Brother Tulsi, from Video Department, Madhuban, and he has been with the Brahma Kumaris for the past 40 years.
संकल्पों के दीप जलाए, अपने अपने मन में शुभ संकल्पों के दीप जलाए, अपने अपने मन में जग उजियारा होगा प्रेम से, सुख ही सुख कण कण में शुभ संकल्पों के दीप जलाए। परिवर्तन की है ये बेला, ये जग बदलने वाला, राजयोग का मार्ग यही है, सहज सरल निराला दिव्यता की बन जाए मूरत मंदिर से इस तन में जग उजियारा होगा प्रेम से सुख ही सुख कण कण में शुभ संकल्पों के दीप जलाए।
Now I would like to request most respected Rajyogini Brahmakumari Nirmala Didi to give the chairperson address today. And Didi ji is the chairperson of IT wing, and besides that, Nirmala Didi is also a director of Gansarovar Academy, the campus that you are in today. And she is also the director of Brahmakumari's Rajyoga Centers in Asia Pacific region. All the Asia, the Asian countries and the Australia, the Brahmakumari centers in all these places. She is the director of Brahmakumari centers in all these places. Her role spans over 15 countries, 72 centers, 56 sub-centers and 4 retreat centers. She has been practicing Rajyoga for 56 years, a medical doctor and a yogi. Didi combines the pragmatic qualities of a doctor with the mystical understanding of Raj Yoga. Perfect combination of left brain and the right brain. So I would like to invite most respected Raj Yogini Brahmakumari Nirmala Didi ji.
Om Shanti. Will you please chant Om Shanti? Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Respected speakers on the dais and all the guests and BK who have come as guides or help us here in conference. Welcome to this Gyan Sarovar campus. You have IT expertise. And here you will listen to the IT experts who have been meditating for years. So you will have double benefit of listening to their experiences and practicing for yourself. And in this environment, it will be very easy for you to meditate because the atmosphere is such, and there will be sub BKs who will be leading meditation, and I met some of you who had come yesterday and they went to meditation room meditating. They were there early in the morning at 4 o'clock meditating, and naturally because they were here, we had session for them at 7 o'clock. So consider here as a student, because this is a university, you are student here, studying spirituality. And as you heard, the aim of this institution is self-transformation. Because everybody wants peace, happiness, prosperity in the world. And we try different methods to attain happiness, peace and prosperity. People think happiness will be attained by wealth, position, etc. But as you might have experienced yourself, wealth gives limited happiness. You have capacity to buy whatever you want, but still, if there is not good health, not good relationship with the friends and family, you wouldn't be happy. So you need everything: health, wealth, good relationship, and free from obstacles in your life. This world is full of competition. Everybody wants to compete. And I know IT professionals, they have to work hard to finish that project. They have to work hard, maybe 10 to 12 hours a day. And you have to check yourself how much you are attached to your job. Because whilst doing job, you always have aim that I must finish it in time and it should be perfect or best. So there is so much comparison, competition, and so much time, energy is spent on your job. So attachment to the position, attachment to wealth, all this is possible. Love for family, job is good. But when you are attached, there is that possessiveness. And that will lead to sorrow. Because if one thinks that one is parent, then naturally, the parent is attached to children. With attachment, if the children are not doing well, if children are not obedient, if parents are expecting one thing and children want to do another thing, there is sorrow. Children are separated, there is sorrow. So attachment to family is considered as a normal thing, that it's my responsibility, I have to fulfill it. But check, a doctor has duties, will do the duty. If the patient dies, doctor doesn't mourn or give up sleep or doesn't eat. Nurses, doctors help patient, care lovefully, but not attachment. In the same way, we advise people to spiritually uplift themselves. Have love for everybody. Because all are our brothers and sisters. We talk about one global family. We talk about universal brotherhood. So why not have love, spiritual love for everybody? Why possessiveness? Why mine? So when we change attachment to love and care, it will be different feeling and not so much sorrow. So you will learn here to be detached, not only from family, but detached from your job also. Because I remember when I was in Japan, I used to think that Japanese are married to their job. They spend so much time on job. And their always aim, now I asked a group of Japanese in a public talk, and everybody said, I want to join Mitsubishi, I want to be join Sanyo, and I want to then go on a higher position. So there was so much aim to get into better company and better position. And they used to come home late at night, sometimes do double job, and early in the morning, whether it's a school children or office workers, they would be going in the train, 6 o'clock, returning home 9:30, and many of them holding the rail and sleeping, so much tired. So the thing is, when you are working hard for a long time, you have no time for your children, your family, and naturally, you feel, and they feel, that parents are not for us. So naturally they had to create friendship with friends and love them more. Nowadays, they have more friendship on social media and Facebook, and somebody was saying, children now don't know how to interact with other people because they are all the time interacting with computer and busy with that. So the thing is, internet facility has given us many, many facilities, and it has helped us a lot in communicating with the whole world. But unfortunately, it doesn't help to communicate with people. It doesn't help to communicate with ourselves. It doesn't give time for ourselves. And that's what you will learn here, how to give time to yourself, how to talk to yourself, how to talk to God, how to take benefit through meditation. So hopefully you will get many tips to become detached. Now second thing, we will be talking on detox. Nowadays, health professionals and health seekers, they talk about detoxification. Now and again, at least once a year, they detox themselves and have better health. So physically, to improve our health, we are quite active and knowledgeable nowadays, that we are able to look after our diet, exercise, medication, detoxification, etc. But have you thought about detoxing your mind and spirit? And that's what we will be talking about. What are the toxins in our mind and spirit? The toxins are vices, ego, lust, anger, greed, attachment, jealousy, carelessness, laziness, animosity, and body consciousness, mainly body consciousness. So so much aware of this body, so much aware of name and form and nationality, color, religion, etc. But we don't know ourselves because I'm not body. The name of this body is Nirmala, and profession maybe, as we know, our everything. If you ask anybody, they will immediately write all those details. But I'm not this body. That's what mainly we have to understand. I am a being, in a human being, not just human body. So once we understand that the problem and sorrow that we are having or we are giving to others is mainly because of these toxins in our mind. All the crimes performed because of that. And because of that, there is sorrow and suffering. Because if there were no greed, people would not cheat others. They would not speak lie. They wouldn't bribe people. So many crimes are performed because of greed or sex lust. Because today, violence on women because of either anger or lust. We get so many reports that women are raped, children are raped and killed. And that's such a pathetic thing to hear, especially in India, because India is a land of ancient religion. Most of the countries are looking at India to find that spiritual light, enlightenment. Because I was in Germany in 1970s and I said, oh, I don't know German. Let my German brother who was accompanying me to speak. They said, no, we want to listen from Indian. Because we know that sun of knowledge will rise in India. So those time people were thinking about getting some enlightenment from India. And we are so fortunate that right from childhood we are talked about spirituality, devotion, deities, etc. Whereas in some of the countries like Japan, China, they don't talk about God. They don't talk about soul. When I talked about soul in Japan, they said, how do we know that there is something like soul? How can you prove that there is God? Because scientists want to see something before they can believe it. Whereas in Bharat, we at least talk about God. We may not know God, but we worship God. So you are fortunate to be here, and especially those who have come for the first time, to know about yourself, to detox yourself, to know God, and empower yourself with meditation. And I hope at the end of this 3-4 days that you are here, you will be finding the path to peace, happiness and prosperity, which is the aim we have to establish. establish the whole world, not only Bharat, but the whole world to be heaven, where there is health, wealth, happiness, everything for each and every individual. So, may you be one of the helpers of God to establish that heaven. Om Shanti.
Thank you very much, Didi, for all your inspirations and blessings. And now we will listen to the blessings of Nirval Bhai, who is one of our senior brother of this organization and who is the Secretary General of this organization and who is one of the pillars of this organization. He is not able to come up to meet all of you, but he had so much of enthusiasm to meet all of you, so he has recorded a short video greeting all of you. So I would like to request the brothers.
Om Shanti. परमपिता परमात्मा की प्रिय संतान, ब्रह्मा कुमारी आईटी कॉन्फ्रेंस में पधारे हुए सभी साइंटिस्ट और इंजीनियर्स, सभी का अभिनंदन है, स्वागत है, और विशेष रूप से प्रजापिता ब्रह्मा कुमारी ईश्वरी विश्वविद्यालय की तरफ से जो निमित्त आईटी विंग बनी है, उसमें जो भी प्राता करुणा जी और दीदी निर्मला जी जो चेयरपर्सन हैं, भ्राता यशवंत जी तथा साथ साथ सभी विंग के कोऑर्डिनेटर्स, आप सभी को बहुत बहुत मुबारक है, क्योंकि इंफॉर्मेशन टेक्नोलॉजी के साथ साथ स्पिरिचुअलिटी को जोड़ना एक बहुत बड़ा चैलेंजिंग जॉब है। बहुत सारी बातें सामने आ रही हैं, कई भाई बहनों से मिलने का होता है आईटी में, भौतिक दुनिया की बहुत सारी बातें हैं, और बल्कि इतने तक कि सारे विश्व में आज आईटी का बोलबाला है। ये सब होने के फलस्वरूप इसके फायदे भी बहुत हैं, और इसका जब मिसयूज होता है तो नुकसान भी बहुत होता है। सभी जानते हैं जो नुकसान करने वाले हैं वो किस तरह से इंफॉर्मेशन टेक्नोलॉजी का दुरुपयोग करते हैं। लेकिन प्रजापिता ब्रह्मा कुमारी ईश्वरी विश्वविद्यालय की आईटी विंग, उसमें भी विशेषकर जो यशवंत भाई और इनके साथ में अन्य कोऑर्डिनेटर्स हैं और उनके विंग के जो मेंबर्स हैं, आप सभी ने जिस तरह से साइंस और स्पिरिचुअलिटी को क्लब करने की कोशिश की है, दोनों को जोड़ने की कोशिश की है, इससे जो भी साइंटिस्ट हैं, जो भी टेक्नोक्रेट्स हैं, उन सभी को मेरे ख्याल में बहुत बहुत प्रसन्नता मिली होगी, खुशी मिली होगी, क्योंकि आईटी का कारोबार करते करते एक ऐसी स्टेज आ जाती है जब व्यक्ति सोचता है कि ये तो सब भौतिक बात है, मैं तो आत्मा हूं और मुझे अपने आप के बारे में सोचने का मौका ही नहीं मिलता है। और देखा गया है कि जो आईटी से संबंधित आध्यात्मिक ज्ञान की तरफ थोड़ा सा कदम रखते हैं और उसके साथ साथ सहज राजयोग की जो मेडिटेशन पद्धति है उसका थोड़ा अभ्यास करते हैं, तो दोनों के कॉम्बिनेशन से उनको अपने जीवन में बहुत प्रसन्नता मिलती, बहुत खुशी मिलती है, अति इंद्रिय सुख मिलता है। तो ये जो कॉन्फ्रेंस हो रही है अवश्य ही इसमें दोनों बातों का बैलेंस रखा गया है कि एक तरफ स्वयं आत्मा को ज्ञान के हिसाब से ईश्वरीय ज्ञान और सहज राजयोग के ज्ञान के द्वारा आत्मा को आध्यात्मिक रीति से अच्छी तरह से जानकार होना और जानकारी के फल स्वरूप सशक्त होना, दोनों बातें साथ साथ होती हैं। जितना व्यक्ति आंतरिक सशक्त होता है, आंतरिक शक्ति उसमें होती है, उससे एक नई ऊर्जा आती है और वो ऊर्जा है जो व्यक्ति की सिक्स्थ सेंस को उजागर करती है। आईटी के बारे में भी और नई नई बातें वो व्यक्ति विजुलाइज कर सकता है और विजुलाइजेशन के आधार से उसको प्रैक्टिकल रूप दे सकता है। तो इस बात की मुझे बड़ी खुशी है कि आप सब भाई बहने, गणमान्य दिग्गज भी इसमें सब आए हुए हैं, तो आप सबका हार्दिक अभिनंदन है, स्वागत है और आपके इस कार्यक्रम के आयोजन की आपको कोटि कोटि बधाइयां हैं, बधाइयां हैं, बधाइयां हैं। ओम शांति।
वी हैव बीन लिसनिंग फॉर द पास्ट 1.5 hours नाउ। या आर यू टायर्ड ऑफ सिटिंग? सो आई रिक्वेस्ट ऑल ऑफ यू टू स्टैंड। Please stand. Look at your partners left and right. Smile at them and greet them. How are you? Yeah, good. You can shake hands. Okay, so please sit now. Now we will go on an inward journey. Okay, we have been listening a lot. We have been talking about detachment, detoxification, and all these big words, right? So let us experience it. It is the starting of your journey. So it might be you will experience a little bit differently, but then the matter of 2 days, you will get used to it and you will have much more deeper experiences of all these things. Okay? Sit back, relax. Keep your backbone straight, but at the same time relaxed, not too stiff. Okay? So when we meditate, we keep our eyes open. You must have seen the eyes of Mahatma Buddha or whoever meditators, they're half closed, not completely open or not completely closed. So be natural, But at the same time, focus is on yourself. Fix your eyes on any one particular thing, but focus is on your own self. Take a deep breath and relax yourself. As I give the commentary, try to think same words and visualize these things. Try to detach yourself, detach your mind from the surroundings, from the people around, from the sound and everything. Withdraw your senses from everything and focus your mind and intellect on the middle of your forehead, where the being resides, where I, the soul, the energy reside, along with thinking. Try to feel it. Try to see it. Try to see yourself, feel yourself as in tiny point of energy residing in the middle of your forehead. Sparkling star. Shining brightly. That sparkling star is me, the being, the master, the creator. I, that conscient point of light, is the master of my own senses, the doing part, this physical body. Residing in the middle of my forehead, control all my organs. I direct all my organs. It is me who give them the directions. I, the being, is eternal, immortal, imperishable, which has no birth or death, but a sparkling, beautiful star, which has beauty and power within. I, this conscient energy, has immense power within, and the embodiment of power and I also have so many innate qualities. Thank you. embodiment of divine love which is radiating around me. I radiate the vibrations of these qualities, these powers around me. I, this conscious being, is an embodiment of knowledge, wisdom. Which gives me that liberation and happiness in life. I am full with all these positive qualities. When I am aware of these qualities, these capabilities, these virtues that I am holding, so then I radiate these qualities. When I am aware of my power, automatically the darkness of weakness goes away. Let us bring in the light of positivity to enlighten the self and to enlighten others. Let us hold on to this beautiful feeling of love, happiness and power. Hold these feelings, I absorb and get connected with myself and with the Supreme Being.
Thank you.
नहीं अब मत भटका मन को अपने इधर उधर वक्त नहीं अब मत भटका मन को अपने इधर उधर जा रहे हैं अनमोल पल पल फिर न लौटेंगे ये यहाँ पर सुख का सूरज उदय हुआ है सुख का सूरज उदय हुआ है स्वर्ग आ रहा धरा पर है ध्यान धरो उस परम पिता का जो सुखों का सागर है बीज बोता है जो वैसा फल वो पाता है जैसा बीज बोता है जो वैसा फल वो पाता है कर्म भी वैसा अच्छा करे जो देव पद वो पाता है मन का चिंतन बना लो चंदन मन का चिंतन बना लो चंदन सुना रहा परमेश्वर है ध्यान धरो परम पिता का जो सुखों का सागर है आते हैं जो जाते हैं एक दिन दुनिया की ये रीत है आते हैं जो जाते हैं एक दिन दुनिया की ये रीत है प्रीत निभाए ईश्वर के संग उसी की सच्ची जीत है आबाद कर लो जीवन धन को आबाद कर लो जीवन धन को उसका इशारा निरंतर है ध्यान धरो उस परम पिता का जो सुखों का सागर है जो सुखों का सागर है जो सुखों का सागर है जो सुखों का सागर है
We come towards the end of this program. All of you will be getting gifts. You have come to your father's home, right? So when you come to your parents' home, you will always get a gift, So all of you will get a gift.